They're known as some of the original recyclers. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association is a sponsor of the Business News Hour. With members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, delivering ag parts to farmers and ranchers. NTPDA.com.
It is Monday. That means Laura Kennard comes in with us. We're talking about business in the Greater Des Moines Metro. Laura is, of course, the author of DMBizMixer.com. She teaches entrepreneurship at Drake University as well as DMAC. And she is also known as Curated Growth. And we are sitting in her space in, I guess it's the former Southridge. What do you all call this out here now, Laura?
So they've been trying to get people to call it Southridge Center for a while. But, you know, old habits die hard.
Yeah, right.
So even I catch myself saying
the damn
mall
name.
You know, altogether,
that, yeah, just change the name and call it Weasels.
Something,
you know, right. And then because, yeah, then you
so don't. Our space in Southridge Center is very large, 31,000 square feet. So it's a former retail that didn't last for very long because it was right about the time of the downturn.
Right.
And they had a great idea that just didn't last. And so the chain closed up and then it left this great space that they just left abandoned.
It's amazingly large. And we've got, we'll have a brief video along with this. So you can just kind of, and it's a bunch of stills that we took, and we'll put it all together with some music. And so you can see what this place looks like. And so before we go on down the line there with other stuff going on, you invited me out here. You had all these entrepreneurs. We've, by the way, we have interviewed several of them, and they will also be on today's broadcast, so it will create another standalone for them. But so this is a big deal for you. I mean, this is a beautiful space. It's huge.
Mm-hmm. We had so the idea behind it is really that when you're talking about reimagining space or parts of town,
right,
or whatever, it really is built on the backs of entrepreneurs and small business people that are willing to open something that will transform locations.
And this could also be an event center of sorts.
We have been approached to do all sorts of events here. So I think what we have to do is make it flexible enough as a day space, but something that can pivot to a night space or event space or weekend space that we can open up and really use, because there aren't very many locations that are of this size that you can have different events in.
I'm telling you, I told you this long ago. I hadn't seen the place yet. But if you reach out to these presidential candidates that are traipsing around here and they're looking for a space to have an event, this is beautiful.
I know, absolutely. And we do have a back entrance that you can come straight in, so you don't have to come into the former Southridge Mall to get into. So we call it the runway. The reason why we call it the runway is because our number one is close to the airport. Number two, because we can have fashion shows and events here, but also because we're giving businesses a runway to get their business started. So that's why it's called the runway. What we've been talking to most of the people that assembled here today, and probably about four times more entrepreneurs that are in Des Moines or on the south side of Des Moines or even from some further areas, about things that they're wanting to create. Either they have events that they're trying to do, they're performing artists, they are people that put together fashion shows, but they are also people that teach classes, who are media people that are creating content for other people. We've really just had a great variety. And then we have private individuals that have said, hey, you know, our family is Asian and we have like 800 people, and where can we go to have a reception?
Right.
That's not, you know, already booked.
Right.
You know? So we also have a lot of ethnic communities that really need more space for the families and the types of
And not only that, but among the people that we talk to, and ladies and gentlemen, you'll be able to hear some of those voices also in today's broadcast, but some of these individuals who showed up today and are interested in this whole co-working space. We've talked to a handyman, for crying out loud. We talked to a guy that is a fitness coach. We talked to a woman that does jewelry and fitness. I mean, come on, what are we talking about? Very eclectic people.
Yeah, we have everything from high tech virtual reality to, you know, people that are doing handyman services, because when you're trying to start a business, you need to have certainly I've been appreciative of the people that work in the trade that can come and help and that have even donated time to help. So but I think that it's kind of the cross section of all these different things that sometimes that mashup creates some new ideas too. So we've had the fitness guy talking to the virtual reality guy about how we can do virtual reality fitness. We've talked to some people just here today about, hey, you know, in the winter time, there's not a lot to do, but we could do a women's glamping and camp inside.
Oh, wow. How
and
fun.
And then do like cooking and fitness and a movie night and just do it all inside.
Inside.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Yeah. So. Curated growth. We will have links to all of this up on our radio blog. Anything that you want to say about stuff going on in the metro?
Well, so we have, we've been talking for a little bit about Iowa Festivals and Events, a conference that's coming up. That's finally this week. It's on Tuesday, the 22nd and 23rd. It's in Coralville, Iowa, which, by the way, is home of a very beautiful children's museum that I hope to visit soon, because that's another thing that we'd love to import to Des Moines is a children. There's one in Valley West, but I think here on the south side we don't have enough things for kids and STEM and the arts and things. We do have Drake Head Start right here in the building, so there'd be some nice opportunities there. So we of course have 1 million cups this week. It was previously at Gravitate, but I think it's landed back at the Science Center. From 8:30 to 4:30 we have Women Who Create, which is actually an Ames event that I've attended before. A really wonderful event. I learned a lot about women that are creating things, but getting into engineering and some of the fields that typically are thought of as men's things, I guess, and how they are also infusing technology into their businesses.
Sure.
Later on, there's She Talks, which is 4:30 to 6:30. It's kind of in conjunction with that conference, but you can go to it separately. And then also, speaking of women entrepreneurs, one that's really been doing some great stuff, Liz Legit. So her pop-up shop is happening 4 to 7. She'll be doing her, and this is, let me just double-check on the day. I think that's Thursday of this week, 4 to 7. Where she has a brick and mortar store now. So that was an online, and she also did interior design.
Sure.
And now she has
art.
Liz
has been on our broadcast a couple of times.
Yeah. So, it's on Friday. So let me, correction. Friday, October 25th, will be Liz's pop up, and it's in her gallery space, which I believe is located in East Village, if I am not mistaken. Double check on that. But that's a fairly new part of her business, and I've never had an opportunity to go there. So, yeah, it's at Liz Legit Gallery and Design. And I have to tell you, it doesn't have the address included, but I'm pretty sure it's in East Village, so you can look it up.
There you go.
But and then, of course, we've got a bunch of Halloween stuff coming up, and that's taking us kind of rounding out the end of the month.
Amazing.
We do have a social media club Des Moines event on Tuesday, October 29th, so that's a little look ahead to the following week. That's going to be self-care for social media professionals, because I think we're out here running all these different hours, right? And we probably need to do that. The other thing I will give another heads up to, which will be fantastic, Brent Eisenberger, who I'm sure you know, he's actually having a photography open house to celebrate his 30th anniversary. And that's going to be at the Trellis in Greater Des Moines, so downtown.
The Trellis. And Trellis is at Botanical Gardens.
He's got a beautiful photograph, actually. I'm just looking at it now. It's the Trellis Cafe at the Botanical Gardens.
And what is that?
That is Tuesday, October 29th from 5 to 7. He just does amazing work. So thank
Laura
you so
Canars,
much.
Wow.
That is it. That's what I got.
Covered a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Covered a lot of stuff.
Thank you for coming out.
Quite all right. This is really an amazing place. All right. Laura Canard, ladies and gentlemen, she's with us each and every Monday talking about business stuff in the greater Des Moines Metro. And you can click through, because also included here are several of these entrepreneurs that we had the opportunity to talk with. All right, that about wraps it up for another broadcast day. Thanks so very much for being with us for all of this associated with the Business News Hour. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett, exclusively for the Business News Hour. For all those folks, and for Laura and all of our entrepreneurs, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good day.